Okay, today's daf is Becharos daf Yud Beis. We're holding up the Mishnah on the top of daf Yud Beis Amar Aleph. Today we have two sponsors. Today's share is sponsored by Jeffrey Geitzholz in honor of the birth of his granddaughter to his son Yisrael Geitzholz, but I forgot the name of the granddaughter, but Hashem will have that tomorrow in the next couple of days. But we thank him very much for the sponsorship, and they should be Zoche Legadlu LeTorah LeBen Torah LeChuppah LeMaisim Tovin. And also it's sponsored by Dr. David Landerer in honor of his wife and children. And again, we thank both sponsors very much for the sponsorship. So we're holding up the Mishnah on the top of Yud Beis Amar Aleph. The majority of the daf today is going to be about what types of animals can you use for pidyon peter chamor. So the Mishnah is going to talk about which animals are disqualified for use and are kosher for use. If there's something wrong with the animal's a trefa, the animal's klayim, the animal's a koi, right? What can and cannot be used for pidyon peter chamor? And the Gemara is going to discuss what it is that we learn from the link between peter chamor and korban pesach. In what way is that limiting in terms of what you can use for pidyon peter chamor, and in what way is it not so limiting? And then the Gemara is going to have a series of four shilas about pidyon with different types of animals. We're going to ask about doing a pidyon with a ben pakua, with a nidme. With psut nidme means an animal that doesn't look like its mother, meaning the mother looks like one type of animal and the baby for some reason looks like it's a different species. Psule amakdashin, and with a behemas shavius, an animal that was purchased with shemitah money. So is that going to be able to be used for pidyon peter chamor, an animal that has kedusha shavius? Once we discuss in a behema that is a behemas shavius, we discuss whether and whether it could be used for pidyon peter chamor. We also discuss whether it's chayiv in bechara, whether a behemas shavius is chayiv in matnus kahuna, and that's going to lead us into a discussion whether a shavius doe is included in the chiyuv of hafrashas chala. And then just before the Mishnah, the Gemara is going to discuss if, let's say, you don't want to do the whole pidyon with the set, can you just give the chamor to a kohen? Let the kohen have the chamor and he'll deal with it. So is that a problem in any way? Then the Mishnah on Amud Beis is going to discuss what are the responsibilities if the seh or the chamor dies after the pidyon but before the nesina. So you poda it, but you haven't yet given it to a kohen, and then the seh drops dead. So now what are your responsibilities? The Gemara is going to discuss how far do we take the comparison between Bechor Adam and Peter Chamor, what we learn from that comparison and what we specifically do not learn from that comparison. And then it's going to discuss the timing of the different mitzvos of pidyon. When exactly do you do pidyon peter chamor? We know pidyon aben is shloshim yom. What is there a din of shloshim yom when it comes to peter chamor? So that's so it's a pretty packed off. So let's begin with the Mishnah. Says the Mishnah, ein podin lo be'egel v'lo b'chaya v'lo b'shchuta v'lo b'treifa v'lo b'klayim v'lo b'koy. You cannot be poda chamor with an egel, with a beast like a tzvi or an ayil, with a shechted animal, with a trefa animal, with an animal that's a mixed breed with klayim, nor with a koi that's a safik chaya, safik behema. But Rabbi Lezer matir beklayim mipnei shuhu seh. Rabbi Lezer says you are allowed to be poda with klayim because it is a seh, but meaning since it's partially a seh, it has a din of a seh. Rashi writes klayim tayish habala rachel. That's enough of a seh. Va'oser bekoi mipnei shuhu safik. But you're not allowed to be poda with a koi because it's a safik chaya, and you can't be poda with a chaya. Son of the kohen in a kohen rashi the kaim rashi afir seh tachtav. If you gave the chamor to a kohen, the kohen is not allowed to keep the peter the chamor until he's mafresh aseh in place of the chamor. And the Gemara is going to discuss that last line, which is luchara separate from the rest of the Mishnah, which really just discussed what you're not allowed to be poda with. So it is interesting. We have this halacha: you're not allowed to be poda with a treifa. Says Rashi, what does it mean a treifa? Shenechtechu ragla min arkuva ulamayla, that its legs are cut off min arkuva ulamayla, meaning that's the type of trefa we are referring to. This is a major discussion in the Achronim. Why does Rashi have to? That's a trefa. There are lots of examples of what makes an animal a treifa. Rashi gives an example that's very obvious as soon as you look at the animal, that the leg is cut off. But what about a hole in the lung? That's also a treifa. So is that going to be okay? So what does Rashi mean to tell us when he tells us that dafka that example of a treifa? So this became a discussion, halacha l'maisa, a maisa shahaya in our generation, or the previous generation, depending how old you are. So either our generation or the previous generation. There was a maisa shahaya that as follows. The author of Vayashav Hayam, which I think is Rabbi Yaakov Moshe Hillel, had a situation where he was zocha to mekayim in the midst of Pidyon Petach Hamar Perovam in Yerushalayim. They did one of these ma'amados where they did a Pidyon Petach Hamar, and he was poda the Hamar with a seh that was bought with Esem V'Shalosh Elef Liros, and when the Petach Hamar itself was worth 3,000 Liros, and after he gave the seh to the Kohen, who happened to have been the Admar, the Toldos Aaron Rebbe, he gave it to him l'shem pidyon. So he asked that he should sell it to him b'shavyo in order to be mekayim other mitzvos with it. He thought that I was just mekayim the mitzvah of pidyon petach hamar with the seh. He gave the seh to the kohen properly. Now he wanted to buy the seh back so that he could do other mitzvos with it. What mitzvah? Mitzvah shechita. And then he wanted to give the zera l'chayim the keva to a kohen. And then he wanted to divide the basar up to talmidei chachamim to feed talmidei chachamim with it. And then he wanted to make a cloth from the R of the seh. He was going to maximize, right? This seh was going to have every mitzvah done with it. He was going to make tzitzis from the tzemer of the seh. And that was the minhag, apparently, in Yerushalayim, to do as many mitzvahs as he can. So the Kohen was maskim, and after the shechita kedinu ka'alacha, he checked the reya, he checked the lung, and he found a sircha on the lung, and the seh was a treifa. So now he had a shayla. What about the pidyon that he actually did? Is the pidyon botel l'mafreya? The Mishnah says you can't be podu with a treifa. Or do we say, no, that's only a din l'chadchila? But b'diavad, when you're ready podu with a treifa, maybe it would still be a kosher pidyon. Also, if even if he's yotze the pidyon, even if we could be done whether he's yotze the pidyon, meaning even if he's not yotze the pidyon as a seh tachas achmar, it happened to be in this case the seh, the market value of the seh was more than the market value of the chamar. So maybe he's yotze midin shava that the halacha is we saw yesterday that you could be poded with vegetables if the vegetables are worth as much as the chamar. So maybe you're not poda midin seh, but he was yotzei the pidyon midin the shivoy of the chamar. And also he said maybe it was a mekach talos for the kohen, that no matter how much it was worth, but if the kohen thought that he was getting an animal that was not a treifa and he was getting an animal that is a treifa that he's not going to be allowed to eat, so maybe it's a din of mekach talos and the whole thing is batal for that reason. So he sent the shayla to a number of the gedolei aposkim, and the Minchas Yitzchak responded in a tshuva. It's printed in this eighth volume of Minchas Yitzchak Siman Kuf Yud Ches, that liyeser se'es, the kohen should be machzir to the Baal HaChamor the money that he paid for the seh, and the Baal HaChamor should be machzir and be poda another time with that money, but without a bracha. And he quoted that Chacham Echad thought to say that he should be poda another time with a bracha, and Minchas Yitzchak rejects that idea to be poda again with a bracha. Why would someone say to be poda again with a bracha? Because even though the Shach writes in Yardei Asim Shin Chav Aleph that when the Torah says you could be poda b'seh, it's lahak elolav that you could be poda even though with the seh is worth less than the chamar, and in such a case you cannot be poda with a treifa. But if it's shavik kama a chamar, if the seh is actually worth as much as the chamar, then you could be poda midin shivoy midin shavyo even if it's a treifa. But since that wasn't your kavana was not to be poda b'shavyo, your kavana was to be poda with the seh, so it's not going to work. That's what this Chacham Echad wanted to suggest, that the pidyon was invalid, because even though it could have been valid midin shavyo, it's not valid midin shavyo, because that wasn't your kavana. Your kavana was midin seh, and therefore, if it's not going to work midin seh, then it's not going to work at all. Minchas Yitzchak disagrees with that. He says, no, adrabah, if there are two ways that it could work, you thought it was working midin seh, but really it was working midin shavyo, that works. He says, mashal ma'adav v'domeh, he says, a person wants to be mekayim the mitzvah of matzah on Pesach. he thinks that he has matzah that is shmura mishas ktsira, that it was shmura already from the time of the harvesting. It later turns out it was only shmura mishas tchina, not mishas ktsira. He's not mekayim the mitzvah of matzah. He's avad mekayim the mitzvah of matzah. It's matzah shmura mishas tchina. So why wouldn't he be mekayim the mitzvah? Okay, he didn't have the added chumra that is shmura mishas ktsira. So he thought he was being yotzei b'toras one thing, and really he's being yotzei b'toras something else. But you really are still yotzei the mitzvah. That's the mashal that the Minchas Yitzchak gives. You can question that mashal. That's the mashal that he gives. In Rav Nassim Gestetner also has a tshuva. We sent the same shayla in Chelik Dalid Simon Peites of Tshuvas Lahoros Nassim, and he brings from Rashi in our sugya. Right? How do we start this whole conversation? Rashi says, "What's an example of a treifa that its regel is cut off min arkuva ulamayla?" Why does Rashi give such an example? He says maybe what Rashi is telling us is that other treifos don't ruin the pidyon petach hamar. Pidyon petach hamar is only when it's an obvious treifa. He says it's more like the psul of a treifa is more like hakriveu nal defachasecha, that it's just inappropriate. This is what you're going to do pidyon petach hamar with an animal that's so obviously messed up. But maybe if it's not as obvious, there's no violation of being poda with a treifa. That was a suggestion of Lahoras Nassim. He wasn't confident enough to say b'toras vade that that's what Rashi means, especially since that's only within Shittas Rashi when the Shulchan Aruch quotes his halacha not to be poda with a treifa. It just says don't be poda with a treifa. It doesn't give any specifics of the type of treifa, but that is the suggestion. Okay, says the Gemara. Masnisan Mani, who's the author of our Mishnah? Ben Bagbagi. It is Ben Bagbag. Detanya Ben Bagbag Omer Nemar Kan Sev Nemar La Lon Se. It says by Petach Amar Se, and it says by Korban Pesach the word Se. So Malalan Prat LeKol Hashem Asalalu. Just like by Korban Pesach, you're not allowed to bring it from all these different types of animals that we mentioned in our Mishnah. Afkan Prat LeKol Hashem Asalalu. So too over here, you can't bring it. Lo BeEgel, Lo BeChayil, Lo BeShchut, Lo BeTreifa, Lo BeKlayim, Lo BeKai. All the same limitations. Says Mar, really, that's how we know all these halachas in the Mishnah. We learn it from Korban Pesach. Well, Imalalan Zachar Tamim Ben Shana, Afkan Zachar Tamim Ben Shana. Korban Pesach also has to be a Zachar. It has to be a Tamim. It has to be a Ben Shana. So Petach Hamar, the Seh, has to fit all those qualifications as well. No, Tamalamar Tifta Tifta Riba. There's a special Riba in the Pasuk. Tifta Tifta, that you could be Poda even with more types of animals. Well, E Tifta Tifta Riba, Afilu Kol Haninami. Well, if there's a Riba in the Pasuk, maybe that Riba includes that I could do Petach Hamar with an Egel, with the Chaya, with the Shchuta, with the Trefa, with Klayim, with the Kai, with all the things that we said not to do in our Mishnah. Imkein Sese Mayahanile. No, the comparison to Korban Pesach has to mean something. So the comparison to Korban Pesach tells us not to do Pidyon Petach Hamar with any of the items listed in the Mishnah, any of the types of animals listed in the Mishnah. And the Tifta Tifta says, yeah, but you're allowed to do it with something that's not a Zachar, Tamim, and Ben Shana. So that's how we balance it out. So now the Gemara is going to raise a series of four shailas relating to types of animals that you want to use for Petach Hamar. So shaila number one, Ibailu, Ma'u Liftos Ben Pakua. Can you do Pidyon Petach Hamar with a Ben Pakua? You shechted the mother, you found a live animal, a baby inside. So alibet Rameir lo tibaylach. There's no shayla according to Rameir. Kivin dam Rameir Ben Pakua ton shchita. Semalihu, Rameir holds that a Ben Pakua requires shchita, and therefore Ben Pakua absolutely has a full din of a seh, so it's absolutely eligible for Petach Hamar. That's not a shayla. Elokiti baylach alibet Rabbanan. The shayla is according to the Rabbanan, da amri shchitas imo mitaharaso. The Rabbanan hold that the baby does not require a shchita. The shchita of the mother works on behalf of the baby. So kibisra b'dikula dami. Do we look at the baby like it's meat in a shopping bag? It's just it's already dead meat because it's already kosher. Odilma kiven dahashdami arad va'azil sekarina bay. Or maybe now you look at it. It looks like all the other sheep that are in your flock. It's running around. It's doing. It's living. So maybe that is called a set, and you can do petach hamar with it. So marzutra amar ein podin. Ravashi amar podin. So the shaila was: can you be poded with a ben pakua if you assume that a ben pakua does not require Shchita machlokas. Marzutra says you cannot be poda. Rav Shesha says you can. So Ravashi says you can rather. So Amalei Ravashi the Marzutra. Ravashi says says to Marzutra, you're going to tell me you cannot be potter with Ben Pakua? My daitech. Why not? Do you left me Pesach? It must be because you're learning it from Karban Pesach. And remember, we just had this link to Karban Pesach that tells us, since they're both called a Seh, we learn that you're not allowed to be potter with an Egel, and with a Chaya, with a Shchuta, with a Trefa, with Klai, with a Klai. So maybe we also learn that you can't be potter with a Ben Pakua. Well, Imala Halan, but if you're really going to learn from Karban Pesach, just like the Karban Pesach, Zachar, Tamim, Uben Shana, Karban Pesach has additional qualifications. It needs to be male, it needs to be Tamim, it needs to be Ben Shana. Afkan, Zachar Tam Ben Shana. You can say the same thing over here, that Pidin Petach Amar also has to be Zachar Tam Ben Shana. No, Tifta Reba. Now remember, we said that there's a special Reboy by Pidin Petach Amar, that even that which is not a Zachar, that which is not a Tamim, that which is not a Ben Shana, is still okay for Petach Amar. Tifta Reba, Afil Ben Pakua Nami. Well, if Tifta Reba, then Ben Pakua should also be included in that Reboy. Imkain, Se Mayahanile. Now, the link between Petach Amar and Pesach has to teach me something, so it teaches me the items listed in our Mishnah that are not kosher for Petach Hamar, and the idea of Ben Pakua not being kosher for Petach Hamar. So that was Shaila number one, asked and answered. So yeah, the Shaila was, is Ben Pakua kosher for Petach Hamar? If you hold that a Ben Pakua requires Shechita, of course it's kosher. If you hold it does not require Shechita, Machlokes. So good, now Shaila number two. Ibailu, Mau liftos binidme. Can you be poda a Petach Hamar with a nidme, with an animal that does not look like the same min as its mother? So Alibad Rabbi Lazar loti bayalach. Hasu b'klayim parkinan binidme b'bay. Rabbi Lazar in our Mishnah says you could even be poda with klayim. So if you could be poda with klayim, you should for sure be able to be poda with a nidme. Ki tibayalach Alibad Rabbanan. The whole Shaila is, according to the Shita of the Rabbanan, that you cannot be poda with klayim. B'klayim udlo parkinan. Benidma parkinon odilma loshna. Do we say that it's only klayim that you cannot be poda with, but a nidma is perfectly fine? Or do we say loshna, that there's no difference between klayim and a nidma? So it says Mara Tashema, we'll bring a raya. Para sheyolda min eiz ein podin. If a para gives birth to what looks like a goat, you cannot use that for pidyon. But the implication is, harachel sheyolda min eiz, that if a rachel gives birth to what looks like a goat, podin, you can be poda with it. So money, who could that be assuming like? Ilem Rabbi Eliezer habeklayim nami parkinon. If you're assuming like the sheet of Rabbi Eliezer, that's not a chiddush that a rachel that's yoldim in eis you could be poda with. You could even be poda with klayim. So elolav rabbanon, it must be that even according to the rabbanon that you cannot be poda with klayim, they would hold you can be poda with a nidme, with a rachel she yoldim in eis. Says Marlo, the Olam Rabbi Eliezer. Really, it's Rabbi Lazar. Probably the word he should appear twice over here. The Olam Rabbi Lazar he. And he gufa kamashvelan. And this is exactly what it's coming to tell me. De parashi yolda min eiz ein podin. That actual halacha, that a parashi yolda min eiz is a chiddush, that you cannot be poda with a goat that comes from a para. Lo tema zila basre didei. Why is that a chiddush? Because I would think, look at the animal that you're being poda with. If it looks like an animal that you're allowed to be poda with, good, so use it. So that's the chiddush. No, don't look at the animal that you're being poda with, v'hai eiz ma'al yehu, in which case it's a perfectly good goat and you can use it for pidyon. No, elazil basarime, v'hai egel hu. Look at who its mother is, and its mother is an egel, and therefore the baby's an egel as well. The mother's a para, rather, and therefore the baby is an egel. So that's why you cannot be poda. So that doesn't tell me anything about a nidme. What if I have a rachel, sheyoldim in eiz? I look at its mother, the mother's a sheep, so maybe it should be perfectly fine to use for pidyon aben, even though, to use for pidyon petach amar, rather. Even though the baby doesn't look like the mother, you don't see anything necessarily from the case of parashi yoldim in eiz. So says Mar Tashema, Tani Rab Bar Shmuel Eizu Hu Klayim. What's an example of Klayim? Rachel she yoldim in eiz va'aviv seh. A Rachel that gave birth to an eiz and the father is a seh. Says, wait a second. Aviv seh Klayim hu nidbahu. If a Rachel and a seh get together, so the baby that's not Klayim. That's perfectly fine, that's natural, that's normal, a rachel and a seh. The baby to be an eiz, that's the weird part, right? How did the baby come out as a goat if it was a rachel and a seh? That's the strange part. It's not klayim, it's nidmeh. It's that the baby doesn't match the parents. Ele'ezuhu, so how could you call that ezu klayim? No, ele'ezuhu dami le klayim, deshavyo rabbanon key klayim. No, what we're really asking is, what's an example of a strange situation that has that's the halachic equivalent to klayim, even though it's not actually a case of klayim? Ah, Rachel, Shiel, the Menez, Va'aviv Seh. A Rachel and a Seh get together, and the baby is an Ace. That is a Nidme, it's not Klayim, but it's the halachic equivalent of Klayim. So what does that tell us about our Shaila? Is a Nidme kosher for Petach Hamar or not? Well, it depends. What do we mean by the halachic equivalent of Klayim? Nidme is the halachic equivalent of Klayim. If it means that it's the halachic equivalent of Klayim, insofar as just like Klayim, Rabbi Elazar would allow you to be poda petach hamar, and the Tanakama would not, so too by a nidme, the same is true. So then, good. Then we could be poshet our shaila. But maybe it means something else. So the mind, what do we mean that a nidme is the halachic equivalent of Klayim? If it's just telling me the halacha as far as kachim, that you're not allowed to bring it on the mizbeach, well, mehech de mayit klayim, mahasam mayit nidme. I wouldn't need a lima to tell me that it's, or a mission to tell me that it's the halachic equivalent of klayim. The very pasuk that tells me that I can't bring klayim on the mizbeach tells me I can't bring a nidme on the mizbeach. The tanya, because the brisa darshins, shor o kesef, prat le klayim, O'ez prat l'nidme, that we have an extra word in the pasuk. This is the very same pasuk that excludes klayim from the mizbech, excludes nidme from the mizbech. So that can't be what we mean when we say it's the halachic equivalent of klayim. Okay, second possibility, ila b'char. Maybe it's as far as the halach of b'char is concerned, that it's not kadosh b'b'chara, just like klayim is not kadosh b'b'chara. Well, ach b'char shor, amar achmana, ad shehu shoro b'charo shor. No, we already have a pasuk that tells me that a nidme is not kadosh b'b'chara, it needs to be who shar, it needs to match the mother. So what do we mean that it's the halachic equivalent of klayim? El meiser. Maybe it's as far as the halachos of meiser behema is concerned. No, tachas mikachim gamar. We already know that anything that's not included in kachim is also not included in meiser. Ella lepeter chamor. Oh, must be that when we say a nidma is the halachic equivalent of klayim, we mean as far as peter chamor is concerned, that you can, just like you cannot be poda a peter chamor with klayim, so too you cannot be poda with a nidma according to the Tanakama. So that's the that seems to be the raya. Says Gemara, lo, maybe we're misunderstanding. Liolam lemeiser. Maybe it's really about meiser. We already tried that. We said we learned meiser from kachim. No, kagon sheish bo miktsa simanim. Now the case is that it's not a total nidme. It has some of the simanim of the mother. Mal detema avara avara mi b'chor gamar, kamash malan tachas mi kachim gamar. I might have thought that at that point we'd learn it from havara avara from b'chor, that it says yavar tachas hashevet, and it says by b'chor v'avarta peta rechem. So just like by b'chor, you chayiv, if it has mixa simanim, over here also you should be chayiv and meiser if it has mixa simanim. That's why it has to tell me, no, we learn it from kachim. And even with mixa simanim, it cannot be used for meiser. So that is why shaila number two remains unresolved. So again, shaila number two was, can you be poda a petach hamar with a nidme? So we thought we had a raya, but we don't. So now shaila number three. Ibayilu, ma'u liftos bipsule amukdashin. Can you be poda with psulei mukdashim? Psulei mukdashim, carbon that became possible that you were then poda, you then redeemed for money, and now the animal is yotze l'chulin. So I'll leave it to Rabbi Shimon lo tibayilach. According to Rabbi Shimon, who holds that the petach hamar prior to pidyon is mutar ba'ana, you don't really have a shayla. Kivin damar mutar ba'ana chulin hu. Since it was mutar ba'ana to begin with, the chamar is mutar ba'ana to begin with, it's chulin. Ki tibayilach, and therefore, of course, you could be poda for psulei mukdashim. Ki tibayilach, because psulei mukdashim, even after you're poda and it's yotzei l'chulin, it's aser b'gizav avoda. There are still certain restrictions on it. So I might think that I'm going to take a restricted animal and be poda it for something that's already aser b'ana. That's like some sort of iser chalal iser problem. So Alibi Rabbi Shimon, it's not an issue because even the chamar itself is mutar ba'ana before the pidyon. Now the shaila is according to Rabbi Yehuda that the chamar prior to the pidyon is aser ba'ana. Mine. Then what's the halacha? Kivin da aser ba'ana ain iser chal al iser. Do we say, well, since it's aser ba'ana, one iser cannot be chal on another iser? Maybe no. What happens when you're poda chamar with a seh? This says totally chulin. It's fine. You can do whatever you want with it. It's not like whatever Isser was on the Chamor is not going to be transferred onto the Seh. So it's not really an Isser Chalal Isser case, because it's true, this Seh that was Psulei HaMikdashim is Aser B'Gizav Avoda, but as far as it's being exchanged for a Chamor, nothing is happening to it. There are no restrictions that transfer from the Chamor onto the Seh. So all you're doing is getting rid of the Kedusha of the Chamor. So Amar Ma Brei D'Rav Kana Mi Zutar Mai D'Chsiv Buhu Ketzvi V'Cha'eyol Mat Tzvi V'Ayol Ein Poldin Af Psulei HaMikdashim Ein Poldin. Well, don't you know that it says Ketzvi V'Cha'eyol by Psulei HaMikdashim, that in a certain sense Psulei HaMikdashim are compared to wild animals, and just like a Tzvi V'Ayol you can't be Poldin Petach Chamor with, Psulei HaMikdashim you also can't use for Petach Chamor. Ah, Hashem Das Zahachi, once you tell me that Drasha, the Rabbi Shimon Ami Tzvi V'Ayol Ketzvi Buhu, then even according to Rabbi Shimon, even though he allows Petach Chamor Bahana'a prior to the Pidyon, you still can't be Poda with Psulei HaMikdashim because of that Gzeres HaKasav, that Tzvi V'Ayil. So it says Tzvi V'Ayil, so if you can't use Tzvi V'Ayil, then Mimele you can't use Psulei HaMikdashim either. So Shaila number 3 is actually answered in the end of the day. Right? Shaila number 3, can you use Psulei HaMikdashim for Petach Hamar? No, because there's a special pasuk by Psulei HaMikdashim that compares it to Tzvi V'Ayil, and you're not allowed to use a Tzvi V'Ayil for Petach Hamar. How do I know you're not allowed to use Tzvi V'Ayil for Petach Hamar? Ein Poda Lo Begav Lo B'chaya, you're not allowed to use a chaya. And what did Rashi say in the top line of the Mishnah? What is an example of a chaya? Tzvi v'ayil. Why did Rashi give those examples of chayos? Because that's going to be the maskana of the Gemara over here, that from there we learn that you're not allowed to be pulled up Psulei HaMikdashim. So shaila number 4, fourth and final shaila on this line of questioning. Yabayilu, ma'u liftos b'behemah shviyas. Can you be pulled with a behemah shviyas, a behema that was purchased using peiros shviyas? You bartered peiros shviyas to buy this behema. So vaday lo tibayilach. If you have a situation of a vaday, a petach hamar vaday, that you know that this is definitely a firstborn donkey, then there's no shaila, because the achila amar achmana v'lo l'schora. What are you allowed to use that which has kedusha shviyas for? You can use it to eat, but you are not allowed to do business with that which has kedusha shviyas. So if you have a vaday petach hamar, you cannot exchange it for something that has kedusha shviyas. Kiti bayilach safik. The whole shaila is, what if anyway your chiv and petach hamar was only a safik situation? Meaning you had a chamar that was born, but you're not sure if it was a peter chamar. You're not sure if it was a firstborn or not. So v'alibid Rabbi Shimon lo tibayilach til leslei safik. According to Rabbi Shimon, it's not going to be a shaila, because according to him, you don't need to do anything when you have a safik petach hamar. You don't need to be mafresh atleh, because there's no iser on a chamar kodem pidyon anyway. The whole issue is a dini mamonis issue. Do you owe money to the kohen? Hamotzi mechaver olav haraya. So you don't. So according to Rabbi Shimon, there's no shaila. Kiti boilach halib Rabbi Yehuda. The shaila is according to Rabbi Yehuda, who holds that a petach hamar prior to pidyon is in fact Aser Bahana'a. So now Rabbi Yehuda is going to say, what happens when you have a Safek Petach Hamar? You're going to need to be Mafresh HaTleh to exchange the Kedusha of the Hamar on to be Mafresh the Tleh, to be Mafresh the Sheep, the Seh, right? But you're not going to have to then give that Seh to the Kohen, because on that level, it's Hamotzi Mechaver Olavaraya. So my, given the Mafresh Tleh, V'hula Atzmo, La'achla Karina Bey, since you're being Mafresh HaTleh, but then you're keeping it for yourself, so that is La'achila. You're going to use it for a regular La'achila. Achila, Odilma kiven de kamed lamafka isurei lo mishtarei keskaradami. Or maybe no, maybe since it's not going to be mutter until you are mafkia the isur of the chamar onto the tla, that's like you're using it for skara, meaning that very transaction is schora, even though practically the way you're going to use the sheep that has this kedusha shviyas is la'achila, right? That's the halacha by anything that has kedusha shviyas. You're allowed to eat that which has kedusha shviyas. You're just not allowed to waste it. You're not allowed to do business with it. You're not allowed to do other things with it. That's why we have the shaila comes up all the time. People buy wine and then they discover that it says on the wine kedusha shviyas. So the halacha is you can't put out your Avdalah candle with that wine, because that's not achila. But you're allowed to drink the wine. In fact, you're obligated to drink all the wine to the last drop, so that it doesn't. We can't pour it down the drain. You can't right. So you can't do anything else with it. So over here also, this sheep you can't do anything else. You can't do schora with it. You can't do schora with the sheep. But is that called schora? The very fact that you're being poda chamor on it, or is it no? Its end game can't be the schora. That it can't be that it's that's the way it's going to ultimately be used by having to exchange it for a chamor to give to a kohen. So Tashima says, "We'll bring a right." Raya. Dam Rav Chista Behema Shvius Ein Podin Ba Es Havadai. You can't use it for Pidyon Petach Hamar. Aval Podin Ba Es Safik. But you can use it for Safik Pidyon Petach Hamar. Vam Rav Chista. So right away, that's a Raya. There you have it straight out. Rav Chista says that if it's a situation of Vadai, like we suspected, that would be a violation of Schara with Behema Shvius. But if it's a situation of Safik Petach Hamar, then it will be totally fine. V'yam Rav Chista told us, once he's telling us about Behema Shvius, he'll tell us some other halachas about Behema Shvius. Behema Shvius, Pturim Min HaBechorah, it's part from Bechor, V'chayevis B'matanos. But you have to give Zerah L'chayayim V'keva to a Kohen. Pturim Min HaBechorah, Li'achla Amarachmana V'lo L'sreifa. Because the Pasuk says Li'achla and not L'sreifa. And you burn the Emurim of a Bechor. So it can't be that you're going to use a Behema Shvius for Bechor, because you're not allowed to burn it on the Mizbech. V'chayevis b'matanos, but it's chayiv, and Zerol l'chayim v'keva, de la'achla karina ba, because that is la'achila. What do you think the Kohen is going to do with the Zerol l'chayim v'keva? He's going to eat it, so that's perfectly fine. So meisvei, ha'ochel me'isas shvius, if a person eats from a dough of Shemitah, achlo hurma chalasa, prior to having been mafresh chala, meaning it's tevel, chayiv misa. He's going to be chayiv misa for that because he's eating tevel. V'amai, kivin dilem etanya bas sreifa hi loch l'amarachman v'lo l'sreifa. But wait a second. Why should a dough of Shemitah produce be chayiv in chala at all? Think about what happens to chala. You mafresh the chala and you give it to a kohen, right? But what if it becomes tamei? So it's like truma tamei. The kohen's not allowed to eat it either. Then it has to get burnt. Ooh, but you're not allowed to burn that which has kedusha shvius. So maybe there should be no mitzvah for fresh chala because you might be leading it down a path where it's going to have to be burnt. So if you're going to tell me that a behema shvius is pata from bechora, because la'ach lovelo l'sreifa, and you can't burn the emurim on the mizbeach, so an isa shvius should be pata from chala, because la'ach lovelo l'sreifa, and if it becomes tame, it's going to end up being burnt. So it says, no, shiny hacha, duchsiv l'doraseichem. Pasuk says, by chala, l'doraseichem. So that's how we know that you're allowed to use it. Tanya nami hachi, minayin lo'ach l'misa shvius, ach l'homer chalas shchai misa shnemar, l'doraseichem. So it says, okay, good, fine. So you have a pasuk by Chala, L'dorasechem, to tell me that there's a chiv of a freshes Chala even on Isas Shvius. But then V'ligmar Mina, that we should say, okay, if there's a chiv of a freshes Chala, even though it might be, you might be destining it for burning, so then there should be a chiv of Bechora on a Behema Shvius as well, even though you're going to then have to burn the Emurim. It says, a big difference. Hasim ikal achila, hacha ikal l'sreifa. See, when you have a Bechor, you know for sure you burn those Emurim. That's what's supposed to be done with those Emurim. When you have a hafreshes chala from Shvius, ideally it's not going to be burnt. Ideally it's going to stay tahar and the kohen's going to eat it, so it's going to be la'achila. It's only on an unfortunate chance that it becomes tameh that it would then be l'sreifa. So you cannot learn from the fact that there's a chiv hafreshes chala on an isa Shvius and that we're not concerned about the fact that it might get burnt, that there should also be a chiv bechar on a behema Shvius where it definitely will get burnt, where the emurim will certainly get burnt. This gemara is used as a raya by some of the early achronim in a discussion that the Rishonim have about destroying Perosh Shvius. The Rambam writes in the fifth paragraph of Shmita B'Yovel that Perosh Shvius are nitla la'achila, l'shtia, l'sicha, l'adachsaner, l'tzviya, meaning whatever they are normally used for, their primary ideal use, that's what you're allowed to use Perosh Shvius for. So even if it's normally used for adachsaner, that fruit is used for adachsaner, good. So then you're allowed to use it for that as well. Lechol davar shedarko lechol, lishtos davar shedarko lishtos, truma meiser sheni, just like truma meiser sheni. You just can't use it for something that's not its primary use. And then the Rambam writes that it's asud mafsid perushvius. You need to do kederach achila. So in the base Ridvaz on the Pasa Shulchan, he says, since the Isra of Hefzid Perushvius is a lava ba mechlal asay, because the Pasuk says li achla, and the drush of the Gemara makes in Pesachim is that it's omeid only la achila and not la hefzid. That's how we know that you're not allowed to be mafsid it. So what's the shear of the Isra of being of violating this Isra of hefzid? Is it a shear of a mitzvah b'kiyum asay, just like a mitzvah sachila? Generally, if you have a mitzvah sachila, the mitzvah would be b'kizayis. So too, the Isra of hefzid is only b'kazayis, or maybe no, the mitzvah of achila, it's shayich and achila b'kazayis. The isra of hefsid, what does that have to do with the kazayis? The isra of hefsid is to destroy it in any shear whatsoever. So what does that have to do with our sugya? Because they bring a raya from our sugya. Because in our sugya, we say that according to Rav Chista, a behemoth that has kedusha shviyas is potter min habechora. Why? Because a bechor, you have to be makter the emurim, and you're not allowed to burn any part of the behemoth's shviyas. That's called hefsid. L'chora, we could have had a very simple solution. Be makter the emurim, pachos mikazayis, less than a kazayis at a time. And then you'll never be in violation of the isra, being makter the emurim. So why didn't the Gemara think of that? So there is a discussion in the Gemara in the Seches Menachos Daf Tezayin, a machlokas between Rav Hamnuna, Rav Chista, who's in our Gemara, and Rav Sheshes, whether it's derech haktar bekach, whether yotzei the mitzvah haktar semurim by just taking little by little, pachos mishir at a time. And the Gemara says we don't know which amora says what. Well, it's not a viable possibility to, in our Gemara, it's not a viable possibility to burn pachos, why don't we know that Rav Chista is the one who says that that pachos is not the mitzvah of haktara? So it must be that we don't know, because that's not a possibility, and the reason it's not a possibility is because it's still a violation of hefsid of bechor, even pachos, and therefore the halacha of hefsid shviyas it would still be a violation of hefsid shviyas even pachos mikashir. It's not a din that has dafka ishir of a kezayis. Okay, so says the Gemara Vayter. Now we're at the last little bit prior to the Mishnah. So son of the Kohen, if you have given it to a Kohen, so the Mishnah had said the Kohen is not allowed to keep the chamar until you mafresh a seh tachtav. So tanin elah detan rabbanan. We already know this. The Brisa tells us Yisrael sheilo petach chamar b'toch beso. Yisrael that has a petach chamar v'amlo a Kohen, and the Kohen says, tell you what, instead of going through this whole business with the seh and then giving me the seh, just tenayuli, give me the chamar v'ani afteyu. I'll take care of the pidyon. Harizel lo yitnu lo elam kein pidol b'fanav. Do not do that. You need to do the pidyon before you give him anything. It has to be done in front of you. If he wants to do the pidyon, good. Let him do it in front of you. You need to see it. Amrav Nachman, Amrav Avua, Zosameres. That tells us next to our Kohanim al Pitrei Chamorim. It must be that we suspect that the Kohanim aren't going to follow through and do the Petach Chamor. Says Mar, yeah, Pshita. That's obviously what it's telling us. It's telling us don't trust him and make sure that you watch the whole thing. No, Mal Detema. I would think that this insistence on seeing it and not trusting him is only if he has a history of not fulfilling the pidyon properly. But maybe a stam kohen, why would you be choshe that a stam kohen would shirk his responsibilities in that way? Now it comes to tell us that he's mora heter, that you do have to assume he's going to shirk his responsibilities, because he's going to say, anyway, you're just going to be put for a seh and then give me the seh. So obviously, why can't I just keep the chamar? The seh is going to be my mamon, so the chamor is going to be my mamon as well. Marid al Ghazi is bothered over here. Normally, we have a chazaka that lo shavakin ish hetera va'achli sura. That if you have a way to make everything mutter, you wouldn't dafka do something in an asur way. It's easy enough. Just be poded for the seh, and then they're both yours anyway. So why would he do this? But the point seems to be over here not that he's going to do this because he's doing this with rishos. This is what he's going to think. He's going to think that it doesn't make a difference whether he's poded with the seh or not, because either way he gets to keep the animal in the end of the day anyhow. Okay, it's new Mishnah. Hamafresh pidyon petach chamar umeis. What if you're mafresh a seh for petach chamar and then it dies? Rabbi Elazar Machai Bakris, and Rabbi Elazar says you need to replace it. You need to give another seh to the kohen, just like chamish shalem shel ben. Just like if he doesn't get money for pidyon ben, but you haven't yet given it to a kohen, you're going to have to find new money for pidyon ben. V'cham omrim ein chayv bakris. The chamish say no. If the seh dies, you don't have to replace it. Kipidyon ma'aser sheni. It's just like pidyon ma'aser sheni. If you're poded your ma'aser sheni on money, and then you lose that money, you don't have to be poded your ma'aser sheni again. Hey, Rabbi Shur, Rabbi Tzadik, al pidyon petach hamor shemeis. Rabbi Shur, Rabbi Tzadik said that they learned that pidyon petach hamor that dies she'ein kan lekoin klum. The kohen gets nothing. Meis petach hamor. What if the hamor itself dies after your mafresh haseh for pidyon, but you didn't yet give it to the kohen? Rabbi Eliezer, Omer Yikover. Rabbi Eliezer says you bury the hamor, because according to him, the bailim is chayiv in the achrayus of the seh so long as the chamor is alive, and therefore, so long as you're chayiv in the achrayus of the seh, it's as if you were never poda it. So the chamor is asur banan, and therefore the chamor dies. You're going to have to bury it. Mutar banasur shel tleh. But you're allowed to get hana from the tleh because nothing happened with with that tlaya till it goes to the Kohen, nothing happened. The Chamram the Chamram say, no, once you're mafresh the tlaya and you're poda the tlaya, even if you haven't yet given it to a Kohen, the pidyon has already happened. And therefore, if the Chamar dies at that point, ain't sorikli cover. You don't need to bury the Chamar, the tlaya, the Kohen. And the tlaya will have to now be given to a Kohen because it already was used for pidyon petach Chamar. I'm Rabbi Yossi, my time with Rabbi Lezer, where does Rabbi Lezer get the idea that the Bailam is chayv b'achrayus of the pidyon petach Chamar? Tichsiv, ach podol sifteh, ma b'charadim chayv b'achriyuso, ach b'char behemet meyach chayv b'achriyuso. It's just like pidyon ben where you're chayv b'achriyuso. So I'm Amalei Abaye, how far are you going to take that comparison to pidyon ben? I ma b'charadim mutar b'ana, ach b'char behemet meyach. Would you say by mutar, that it's mutar b'ana before you're podev? Chitei machinami, and if you're going to tell me, yeah, it is, v'atanan, meis petach Chamar, Rabbi Lezer, you cover. Rabbi Lezer says you have to bury it. May you cover lab dasar bana. Why is he telling you to bury it? Isn't it because it's dasar bana? He says no. You cover b'chor adam. You know why you have to bury it? Because we compare petach hamar to a b'chor adam. What happens if a b'chor adam dies? You bury him. So too, you bury the petach hamar. Says Mar, come on. El adam b'chor hu d'bay kvura, pashal lo bay kvura. How much do we take that comparison? Only a firstborn b'chor gets buried. A firstborn adam gets buried, but a pashal does not get buried. Come on. That's not the case. Va'od, and furthermore, Tanya Moder Reb Lazar be Yisrael sheyesh lo safek petach hamar b'toch peis shemafresh tlaya lav v'ushalau, that it belongs to the Bailam if he's mafresh tlaya, because doesn't have to give the pidyon to a kohen. Ella Amar Rava, so rather Rava says Amar Kra ach padol tifdeh lepidia hikishisiv v'lo ledavar acher. We compare a bechor behema temeya to a bechor adam as far as that you're chayiv in the achrayus of the pidyon, but as far as no other halacha do we link the two of them together. Okay, but Hashem, tomorrow we'll pick up with Tanan Hasan.